You have to return the money to him. No matter where he is, you have to run the other side of the world to return it to him. That's only if the gezel was worth a sheva pruta. Rashi says, later you admit that you swore false. Play heavily kapara, you don't have a forgiveness. You have to return it to his hands mamish. You can't even send it to him with a messenger. The pasuk says, in the case where you swore first, you have to return it to that person that you were shouldered to. Talmud says, Tanina Chodesim, we learned already one time in the Mishnah before, who I know Abba Kesem, yes, from the Abba Kesef, that a Shtus, a Mecca, a Inor, is 1/6, 4 out of 24. Shtus la Mekach, that's 1/6 of the Mekach. If you charge a sixth more, he has the right to get back that extra money. And the same thing, Talmud says, we need to finish the Mishnah for the second case. But I have to complain to you, say you owe me 2 kesefs, and you have to admit to Lisa Shiva Pruta. So Mar says, no, we also learned this. It says, Shvuas HaDayonim, where is the case that Bezdin makes you swear? HaTainash TeKesef. I have to come and complain to Bezdin that you owe me at least 2 kesef. For Yehoidu, and he has to admit to you, Shiva Pruta. So these 2 halachas we learned already in the Mishnayis, in Mishnayis Kedushin, and Mishnayis in Shvuas. So what do we need the Mishnah about Metziah for? So Mar says, Sefer Tzrichloi, the end of the Mishnah we need here. The Ketani, Chamesh Pruta saying, there are 5 different halachas of Prutas. Now Chamesh Pruta saying, for listening to Ami Ano, why doesn't say the Kais of Ano is also Pruta? That this Shtus has to be worth a Pruta. If the Mekach was 6 Prutas, so 1/6 there is a Pruta, that's the smallest amount of Ano you could have. Or Rav Kana, Zois Temeris, Ein Ano, Le Prutais. There's no dinner, no laprutas. Rashi says, "Apokas miyisur shumat veya shakesef." Less than that is the svar by Tosfos Mechila. That's not called you gypped a person. Gypping a person fraud is only when you're making a sale of a nisur of a matveya shakesef. So that has to be worth more than a pruta d'shtus. For Levi Yamano, Levi says, "Yesh no pruta." There is a pasha of no laprutas. The chayim to Levi Masis, Levi learned in his brayis also. Chonesh pruta saying he said in his brayis that there are 5 halachas of prutas. Ho I know pruta. I know it's one of them. If you gyp somebody a pruta with sales supposed to be, it's worth 6 prutas, and charge him another pruta, 7th one, that's called the one, the extra pruta is I know. For you hoidah pruta, when you admit to it, might make sense that hoidah has to be a pruta. The kadush yishu a pruta, that's the 3rd one. The gez of a pruta. And the yeshiva sadayon of a pruta. Bezdin only sits down to a din terah, and the din terah is nagay to a shem a pruta. That's what Levi put in his raisa. Now, the Tana they done, our Tana about Mishnah, my time of the Katoni Yeshiva said the Hadayonim, what did our Tana also learn? That Bezdin only sits down to have a psak din if the Shala, the Tanya Vinitin, is on a list of Shabbat Pruta. So it says, Tanya Le Gezel. It says Gezel. So Mele Gezel is also the same thing. Rashi's Mechib and the Tanya Gezel Pruta, Sharmina Mamain Huba Kafinan. That's the case of Mammon that we go into money. It has to be worth a list of a Pruta. For the Mara believed Umila Tony Gezel Tony Aveda. Our Mishnah says both. It says Gezel and Aveda. So should have also said Yeshiva Hadayonim. But the Hana Esrichle. This we need Gezel Hagozel Mechaver Shabbat Pruta Vinishpaloi. That's one Kiddush. That if you steal somebody in square fault and then you admit, you have to return it to him no matter where he is. Aveda Hamoitzi Aveda Shabbat Pruta Chayv Hachris. Viyafa Gav Dizol. That's because even though now it got worth less, still. At the time when you found it, still you have to return it to him. Afagav the Zohar says, Ben Mitzilach Rosa. We had the Gemara before. If when it was lost, it was worth a Sheva Pruta. And when you found it now, it was also worth a Sheva Pruta. Even though in between it was worth less, still there's a Mitzvah Sashova. So that's the Chiddush one has to say Aveda over again. It tells us at the time when you found it, and at the time when it was lost, is worth a Sheva Pruta, is the Chiyav Hashova. The Avagab is for Levi, my time of Tony Aveda, why didn't Levi learn Aveda, the Pruta? One, you said, you only have to return him when it's worth a Pruta. Tony Le Gezel, he says Gezel, so in the Pasha of Gezel, I know that Dina Mom is applied only to a Pruta. So now I know what, you only have to return him if it's worth a Sheva Pruta. But it's still, Amila Katoni Gezel, Katoni Yeshiva says, have the Yonim. Levi also learned both cases, that Gezel is only on a Sheva Pruta, you only have to return it, and the Pasha of Bezel only sits down on a Sheva Pruta. So why didn't he say also then Aveda? So Mar says, Yeshivas are the only mitzvah. No, really once he said Gezel, that's enough. Why does it say Yeshivas are the yonim? That's a Chiddush. La'fuki mit Rav Ketina, not like Rav Ketina. The Yomer Rav Ketina, Bezdin is kokkin, alafilu pachal shabam shabam pruta. He also know, Bezdin sits down to Paschal Neshaila, even though it's worth less than shabam pruta. So that's a machlekes. Now, Velevi, don't see why. For Levi, my time of Lekatoni Hegdish, why didn't Levi say also Hegdish? The Mishnah says, Anenim, Mishnah Prut is Moal, why didn't Levi learn that in his Brisa? Samara says, Bechulun Kamari, Bekotchim, like Kamari. It's not about Chulun, not about Kotchim. Elatana Didan, the Kamari, Bekotchim, now Atana does say that. Nisni Maisa Lapruta. Why didn't it also say when you want to be paid the Maisa Shaini we had before, you could only be paid the Maisa Shaini Paris Yav onto money if it's worth a Shema Pruta? So why do we say Maisa Shaini also? So now says, Command the Yama Ain Bechem Shapruta. That we had before, it's not only the Maisa Shaini has to be worth a Shema Pruta, but even the fifth, that you have to be Maisa, also has to be worth a Shema Pruta. So it had to be that the Paris itself was worth at least like $5, first five Prutas. In order the fifth of that would also be worth a Shema Pruta. But the more good, but listening, chaimish ma'aser fruta. Why didn't it say then that when you want to be poydu, your ma'aser sheni, it has to be enough ma'aser sheni that even the chaimish, the fifth of it, is also worth a shema fruta? Samar says v'karna kamari v'chaimish like kamari. Our mishnah is not talking about keren. The main payment has to be worth a shema fruta. We're not talking about a chaimish. Gufa, what we just learned, Omer Rav Ketini, Bezdin is kokakin afil lepocha mishem shema fruta. Bezdin has the right to sit down and pass in the din Torah and din amamnis, even though the shaila is on less than a shema fruta. Most of Rabbi asked the question, which is the rabbis, poch mishav pruta li shavun, la kodesh, that if you stole something or you had anor from Hegdish, even though it's worth poch mishav pruta, you have to return it to Hegdish. When you take something away from Hegdish, here there's a mitzvah to return it to Hegdish, even though it's worth less than shavah pruta. But the diak is, la kodesh in aval hegit lai, there's only rechiv to return less than shavah pruta to Hegdish. But not to Hegdish. Between two people, there's no din to return money. It's less than a shera pruta. So what do you have? What do you mean, Bezdin sits down to pass in the shayla? Why should they pass in the shayla? There's no mitzvah to return money that's worth less than a shera pruta. At least Bezdin can't be mechayv you. The famous is a din. If you want to pay, you can pay back. The shayla with mechilu or not. But a kol point of Bezdin for sure does not force you to pay back. So what do you mean to say that Bezdin sits down even on a pocket of shera pruta? Ela iyit mahochit. If you want to learn this, the way you should learn. Omer Rav Ketina. If Bezdin first sat down on a shayla that was negated to Sheva Pruta, then the lacher is goimrin afilu problem Sheva Pruta. If the beginning of the shayla was, I say, you stole from me a Sheva Pruta. We had a din Torah on that. And then at the end, I complained and said, but 2 weeks ago, he stole from me even a pachim Sheva Pruta. So since Bezdin started to have the shayla on a Sheva Pruta, now I can add on all my complaints, even though my second complaint is less than a Sheva Pruta. Now, Tchilas Tadin Bina Pruta. Gemar Din Lai Bina Pruta, that's his Kiddush. Rashi says, Goyim Min Afidu Pachas. Im Chazer Hasheni V'Tov Pachas Mishav Pruta. Koydim, She'omdu Bezdin Misham Nizkokkin Lai. And before Bezdin got up from this Pesach Din, since they started out with the Shaila of the Shav Pruta, so Bezdin sat down to Paskin, who's right. While they're still Isaac in this Shaila, if one says to the other, listen, but you owe me Pachas Mishav Pruta, Bezdin goes to finish off that Pesach also. It's only then we don't start, but we finish off a shayla even with Pachim Sheva Pruta. But since you started, you continue. Set the Mishnah. Chamisha Chumshinein. There are five halachas of paying back an extra fifth. Elohein. Hoichel Truma. If a Zara regularly Yisrael eats Truma B'Shegeg, the halacha is you have to pay back to a Kohen the value of what you ate, and you have to add on to another fifth. Or Truma Smite, the same thing you ate what a Levi has. From his Maiserishin, he takes off Truma Smiter. It has a halacha of Truma. If a Zar eats from it, or even a Levi eats from it, b'shaygig, he has to eat on a fifth. Or Trumas Meister Shodamai, even where it's a Suffolk, where you bought these Paris of an Amoritz, that mid the Rabbanon, you have to be Mafrish, Trumas Meisteris, so the Rabbanon will not Machayev you, when you take off your Trumas Meister, you have to eat a fifth onto it. Fihachalo, if a Yisrael eats Chalo, has a Lacha like Truma, that you have to eat a fifth on when you pay it back to the Kohen. Fihabikurim, if a Yisrael eats bikurim b'shegeg, it has a lacha like truma, it's supposed to give it to the kohen, not to Yisrael. If Yisrael eats it, they have to add on a fifth. Mois of chaimish. Now we have poida neta ravai in the fourth year, that the lacha is on the fourth year you peris. Either you can bring it up neither in Yerushalayim, or if you want to eat it outside Yerushalayim, you have to be poida it. So if the owner is poida his own neta ravai, he has to add on a fifth to it. Or Maiser Sheni Shaloi, the same thing when you have your own Paris of Maiser Sheni, when you want to be paid, then put them onto money, and just take the money up to Yushlayim, you have to add another fifth onto it. Maiser Chaymish. Ha Poydes Hegdeshoi. If you were Maktis something, you made it Hegdish, and now you, the original owner, comes to buy it back to be paid with off Hegdish, and Allah Maiser Chaymish, you have to add on a fifth to what it's really worth. Ha Nene Shavapruta Mena Hegdish. if somebody b'shoigeg so was over the Yisra Mila, he took Hano enjoyment from Hegdish for the Shem Fruta. Most of Chaimish, the Lacher is, you have to pay back the Hegdish, what you took from them, the Hano you took from them, and you have to add on a fifth also. You have to be most of Chaimish to Hegdish. The Yagoizel as Chaveir Shem Fruta. Yeah. The Yagoizel as Chaveir Shem Fruta. If somebody steals from his friend the Shavapruta, the Nishpaloi, and he took you to Bezdin, and you swore in front of Bezdin that you did not steal from him, and later you admit that you yourself did steal from him, halacha is you have to pay back the Keren and the Chaimish. That's halacha, Moisef, Chaimish. Yes, did on a fifth to that, we had these drushes in the Gemara and Baba Kama. Omar Rav, Rav said like this, Kashalei the Rebbe Loza. Rebbe Loza had a Kashalei like this, Trumas Maisa Shel Dumai. In the case of Trumas Maisa Shel Dumai, that means you bought these payers off an Amoritz. That midi raisa, we say the Amoritz really took off Trumas Maisus. It's only midi Rabbonim, the Rabbonim were choshes, maybe they did not. That you have to take off Maisus and Trumas Maisa. The question is, v'chi osu chachomim chizl the reyam kishal Torah. Did the Rabbonim go so far now when you take this Trumas Maisa to say that if a Yisrael eats from it, when he eats a b'shoigeg, that he has to pay it back to the Kohen, he still has to be Maisa b'chaymish, and the Chur is only nisim midi Rabbonim. So maybe with the Rabbanan they weren't machmas so much to say that if Yisrael eats from it, he has to add the chaimish. It's enough to say he has to pay back to Karen. That was his question on the Gemara. This the Gemara says no. Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Shmuel, Amani, who does Amishna go like Rabbi Meihi? Amishna goes according to Rabbi Meihi Shrita. The Yom of the Rabbi Meihi always says, also chachomim chizik ledevrayim kishol Torah. Yes, when the chom say something, they make a new halacha, they make it strong, just like Minat Torah, they make a chizik. Rashi says like lohoisif al trumas ma'isa shel demai chaimish sheinaf shoshelam devrayim. So yes, according to Rabbi Meir, when the Rabbanim make up halacha, they make a chizik mamish kishol Torah. Where's Rabbi Meir's halacha? Tatani will learn like this: Hanei v'get from dinas hayom. If somebody brings a get from over the ocean from dinas hayom, nos nulo. Now the shliach gives the get to the wife. V'loyomalo, and the shliach does not say to the wife befonai nichta befonai nechtan. Again, this was the shlichus. That the get was given from Medina Sayom, says the Takonim of the Rabbonin, that the Shliach that brings the get has to say, Befonai Nichtav, or Befonai Nechtam, in front of me it was written, I know the get was written Lishmo, and in front of me the get was signed. Now the Shliach gave it over to her, and the Shliach did not say, did not tell over to her, Befonai Nichtav. So Lachar is, Yoitzev Yavlad Mamzer, if she remarried on the smach that the first get was good, had she had children from the second husband, we say that that get is bottle, the first get, and therefore, Yotzei, from the second husband, she also has to go out now, because she's still married to the first husband. And if we have Vlad Mamzer, if she had a child from the second husband, the kid is Mamasha Mamzer. Diva Rabbi Meir. That's what Rabbi Meir says. Because there's a question over here. Really, Midi Raisa, the get's a good get. The get was written Lishmo, and it was given to her. It's only a Takonim Midi Rabbonin that the Shliach that brings a get from Medina Sayom has to stay before a Nechtam. So if the Shliach did not say it, what did he do wrong? He didn't listen to the Rabbanan, that's all. But the right to the get should be a good get. Still, Rabbi Meir says no. Rabbi Meir holds the Chum and goes so far to say that we say with the Rabbanan this get is no good. So if we say the get is no good, the kids are mamish mamzerim. That means the Rabbanan make a chizik, mamish minat kien diraisa. So after Rabbi Meir, that you see he goes so strong like this. Yeah. The Chum say no, ain't avlad mamzer. We don't go so strong to say the kids are mamzer. If she got married to a second husband, she had kids, we say the kids are kosher. Then we say that the first get was also kosher. Kate said, yes, so what should we do? Well, at least lechatchila, what are you supposed to do now? We take the get back from her. The yachzu v'yitnenu lo, and give the get to her a second time. Befnei shtayim, in front of two eidim. V'yoyim lo, now the shliach says, say to her, before nechtam. So this is what you're supposed to do l'chatchila, before she got married. But if she got married, then the Rabbanan say, so far we don't go to say the kids are mamzerim. Now the question is, Rabbi Meir, according to Rabbi Meir Shita, Mishum de lo yomala b'fona nechtam, just because she did not say b'fona nechtam, Yoitze v'yavlad mamzer, is that enough of a svar to say that Yoitze, we say she has to go out from the second husband, and the kid she has from him are mamzerim? Why? Midiraisa the get's a good get, that's only midirabbanan this psul. So why should we go so far? Samar says yes, in yes. Rabbi Meir latami, Rabbi Meir goes according to his own time. Tiyoma Rabbi Amnuna, Mishmeidula, Oymer Hoyer Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir used to say, Kol HaMishan Mimatbeya, Shetovach Chomem Begitin, anybody that changed a little bit from the Matbeya, that means the Nusach, the way you're supposed to write up a get. The way the Chom said the right Nusach, how to write it. Whoever changes any little part the way the Rabbanim say to do, halacha is yoytzev yavlad mamzer. In such a case, even though it's only psum with the Rabbanim, but the Rabbanim goes so far to say we have to be noig as if mamish this get is nothing, and therefore should remarry and have kids, the kids are mamish mamzerim. So mele how Mishnah goes according to Ramei also. Most of Rashi has the kasha. Says halacha
mechal lenoisoi kesef al kesef. That if you have this ma'aseh sheni shel demai, you can be mechalit of kesef onto kesef. You mechalit once onto kesef. Now that money you can mechalit onto another kesef. Nechoshes al nechoshes. If you have copper onto copper coins, kesef al nechoshes. Who are then if you have silver coins that you were first poid your ma'aseh sheni onto silver coins? Now you can poid it back onto copper coins. Who nechoshes al peris and the opposite. You also you can take from copper coins and be poid it onto peris. And the yachs of yiftres the peris, you let her go ahead and be poid to this peris again. And Rashi said the chiddush is if they take the kesef that afilu chutzli yishlaim, even outside yishlaim you could do all this. This is the chiddush in the ma'aseh sheni of demai. Now the yachs of yiftres the peris, this is a Ramei shita. Vachom and Vachom say yalu peris, no, you have to bring this peris itself up. The yechlu yishlaim needed in yishlaim. So Rashi said, "Shanachom is that you could bring these peris itself up to Yerushalayim. Who is kiku lakach lasu lachalon? They didn't force you to be mechalad again back onto money. Again, first you had this ma'aseh sheni. All right, turn over.
Oh, birth.
Again, the chum say yalu peris v'yerchlu Yerushalayim. You're allowed to take these peris up and eat them in Yerushalayim." Again, this is the peris that first you had your ma'aseh sheni shel demai, you mechal it onto kesef, and then with that kesef you mechal it onto peris. Now those peris you'll have to bring up and eat them in Yerushalayim. That's what the price says. Now the question is, on me mechal in kesef on chayshus, could you be mechal the kesef, the ma'aseh sheni that you were first mechal onto kesef? Can you take that kesef and mechal it back onto chayshus on the kappa? Do it's not be learned by regular ma'aseh sheni, selah she ma'aseh sheni v'shachulun shenisarvu. If you have a cell of ma'aseh sheni and a cell of chulun that got mixed up together, maybe b'sela mois, you have to bring another cell of money, the same value. The yermin is said like this, that komakim sheyeshnu, wherever that first coin of silver of ma'aseh sheni is, komakim sheyeshnu cell of ma'aseh sheni, mechuleles al mois alolu. It should be mechul on this kesef I have right here. And now, uberes ayofer shebem, you pick out the best kesef, the best silver coin there is there, umechal aleha. And now you mechala back this silver coin back onto that silver coin. So because you're taking out the best silver coin from here, and that's the one you're making for ma'aseh sheni. Mifnei why? What do you have to do like this for? Mifnei shomakos, it was said that mechala noise kesef on nechoshes. You can only be mechala kesef onto nechoshef if you have no other way out, but not lechatchila. Loishikaim, not that it should stay that way. Eloshechoizu mechala na kesef. You have to bring it back and mechala back onto kesef. But katan and me is what we learn over here, that mechal and midoichik, you can only be mechal or kesef on the choshev if you have no other way out. Midoichik in, shaloi midoichik loy, if not by force, you don't have, you're not supposed to do it. So how could we say here the ma'aseh sheni shel demai? You're allowed to do it loch katchilo, and here we see the regular ma'aseh sheni not allowed to do it. So here is the kash, the kuru, we see that there's a special kula by ma'aseh sheni of demai over regular ma'aseh sheni. Is the kasha before was saying that Mishnah goes like Rameya that they made the same chumas by demai, and here it's mashma with a special kula by demai. All right, we'll stop here. Yeah, hold me up. Daf nun hey yom abeis. Again, the bottom gemara was hold daf nun hey yom abeis. The ask gemara how was again that we asked the question. Our Mishnah says that even our ma'aseh sheni shel demai that you have to eat a chaimish when you poidru it. So Gemara says we go according to Rabbi Meya. And Rameya says, Rabbona make a chizik, mamish meina diraisa. Now on the bottom we had a Gemara, that most of Rosh Hashis, it says, mechal noisoi ki mechalol, maise sheni shal demai, kesef ha kesef, if you have it, you're appointed once onto kesef silver, you can take this silver, put it onto another silver, or nechoshis on nechoshis, kapra onto kapra. And kesef on nechoshis, could even be poida a silver coin onto a kapra coin, or nechoshis ala peris, and then the kapra coin, you can be poida the kedusha onto peris. And the yachz of yifter as a peris should also be pointed that peris back onto kesef and take it up to Yerushalayim. Divrei Rabbi Meir. This is the words of Rabbi Meir. Vachomer nechom say yalu peris v'yechlu b'Yerushalayim. If you want, you could take those peris up and eat it in Yerushalayim. This is not the question yet. Now we have the question of me mechalin kesef al nechoshes. If you have silver, notice first you had your peris of ma'aseh sheni that you were mechal onto silver coins,
And now these silver coins, they are too heavy, or you don't want to take them up to Yerushalayim, so you can be mechal them onto Nechoshes copper coins. So Gemara says, that's true. If you are Tanam, we learn like this. If you have one seller of Maisa Sheni, that you applied your Paris onto the seller, onto the silver coin, and it got mixed up with other Chulim Dikah coins, so you don't know what to do now. One of these coins have Kedusha on it. So how do you get that coin out? So the answer is, maybe Besela Mois, bring another coin, another seller here of money. The Yom is like this. That Komakam Shieshna Seller Shemaisa Sheni. Wherever that seller of Maisa Sheni is, in this Tarubis, in this mixture, Mechulelis Al Mois Alolu, should be Mechul onto this Kesa, this silver coin that I have here. Then you pick out the best coin that